Lift up the standard as the great controversy intensifies, December 17. For we can do nothing against the truth, but for the truth. For we are glad when we are weak and you are strong. And this also we pray, that you may be made complete, NKJV. God has appointed apostles, pastors, evangelists, and teachers, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come to the unity of the faith. God declares to his people, ye are God's husbandry, ye are God's building. There must be a continual advancement. Step by step his followers must make straight paths for their feet, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way. Those who would labor for God must work intelligently to replenish the deficiencies in themselves and glorify the Lord God of Israel by standing in the light, working in the light of the Son of Righteousness. Thus they will carry the church forward and upward and heavenward, making its separation from the world more and more distinct. As they assimilate their character to the divine pattern, men and women will not guard their own personal dignity. With jealous, sleepless, loving, devoted interest, they will guard the sacred interest of the church from the evil which threatens to dim and cloud the glory that God intends shall shine forth through it. They will see that Satan's devices have no place or countenance in it by encouraging fault-finding, gossiping, evil speaking, and accusing of the members, for those things would weaken and overthrow it. There never will be a time in the history of the church when God's workers can fold their hands and be at ease, saying, all is peace and safety. Then it is that sudden destruction cometh. Everything may move forward amid apparent prosperity, but Satan is wide awake, and is studying and counseling with his evil angels another mode of attack where he can be successful. The contest will wax more and more fierce on the part of Satan, for he is moved by a power from beneath. As the work of God's people moves forward with sanctified, resistless energy, planting the standard of Christ's righteousness in the church, moved by a power from the throne of God, the great controversy will wax stronger and stronger, and will become more and more determined. Mind will be arrayed against mind, plans against plans, principles of heavenly origin against principles of Satan. Truth in its varied phases will be in conflict with error in its ever-varying, increasing forms, and which, if possible, will deceive the very elect.